This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, April 24th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Dairy margin coverage enrollment lags. Milk supply safe, FDA says, and dairy industry seeks tariff-cutting trade deals. DMC enrollment lags as deadline looms. Some dairy producers appear to be holding back from signing up for the Farm Bill's Dairy Margin Coverage Program. DMC is designed to protect producers' income when prices are depressed or feed costs are high, and margins are expected to stay relatively strong this year. The enrollment deadline is next Monday, and so far sign-up is at 80% of the 23 enrollment, a USDA spokesperson told AgriPulse. The 17,120 operations enrolled in DMC for 2023 received nearly $1.3 billion in payments, or about $75,000 on average. Monthly margins are currently projected by USDA to stay well above the top coverage level of 950 a hundredweight for the rest of 2024. The Farm Service Agency has revised regulations for the program to allow eligible farms to make a one-time adjustment to their production history. DMC is in effect this year because of the one-year extension of the 18 Farm Bill. FDA says milk supply is safe. Food and Drug Administration reiterating that the milk supply is safe because of pasteurization and the diversion or destruction of milk from sick cows, despite finding viral fragments in some pasteurized milk. In an update yesterday, FDA said the presence of the H5N1 virus has been detected in milk from samples across the country, including store shelves. FDA said, quote, the U.S. government partners have been working with deliberate speed on a wide range of studies looking at milk all along stages of production on the farm, during processing and on shelves, using well-established methodologies used previously to confirm pasteurization effectiveness for known pathogens. You can read our story on H5N1 and dairy cows at our weekly newsletter. Dairy industry calls on administration to negotiate free trade agreements with tariff cuts. U.S. dairy industry cannot increase domestic production and manufacturing without a trade policy that better supports foreign market liberalization, the International Dairy Foods Association says in comments to the U.S. Trade Representative. USTR requested comments ahead of a public hearing next month to discuss strategies that improve U.S. supply chain resilience in trade negotiations and enforcement. IDFA is the only food and agriculture association invited to provide testimony. IDFA feels that U.S. agriculture is experiencing a historic agriculture trade deficit because USTR is not advancing trade policies that remove tariff and non-tariff barriers while supporting growth in U.S. dairy exports. That the word of Becky Ransdell, IDFA Senior Vice President of Trade and Workforce Policy. The USTR office will hold a public hearing on supply chain resilience on May 2nd. Plains producers get most in energy payments, ERS fines. About 3.5% of U.S. farm operators were paid for hosting energy development on their land between 2011 and 2020, with those in the Plains states receiving the most money. A new Economic Research Service report concludes the highest percentage of producers receiving payments was in the Plains states. Some 7.4% of producers in Kansas, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Dakota, and Texas got an average payment of just over $39,000. Nationally, the average payment was just over $30,000, but that varied significantly from year to year. The highest average payment was almost $63,000 in 2013. The low was just over $14,000 in 2020. The chances a farm would get a payment as well as the size of that payment increased with the size of the farm. Payment amounts also track closely over time with the price of oil. Location, farm size, and energy market conditions were the key determinants of payment size. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. New statue celebrates USDA's Jacobs Young as a trailblazer. USDA unveiled the statue and new exhibit in honor of Shavonda Jacobs Young, USDA's chief scientist and undersecretary for research, education, and economics, yesterday during a celebration at the Agriculture Research Service in Beltsville, Maryland. In 2022, Jacobs Young was selected as an if-then ambassador and featured in the hashtag #IfThenSheCan, the exhibit. USDA says the statue represents her trailblazing leadership in STEM and public service. She was the first to overcome several barriers, including being the first African-American woman to be named USDA Chief Scientist and REE Undersecretary. She also was the first woman and the first person of color to hold the position of administrator of USDA's Agriculture Research Service. Over the last 2 years, Jacobs Young's 3D printed statue has been displayed at the Smithsonian Institution in Washington and at locations in Massachusetts and Texas. Her life-size statue now has a permanent home and exhibit at the USDA's National Agricultural Library. USDA distributing more than $230 million in energy grants. Deputy Agriculture Secretary Salchil Torres-Small yesterday said USDA would be funding more than 700 clean energy projects through the Rural Energy for America and High Blends Infrastructure Incentive Programs. The agency providing over $194 million through the REAP program, which provides loans and grants for wind, solar, geothermal, small hydropower, and energy efficiency projects. It is also providing $43 million in grants through Biofuel Infrastructure Program, which provides grants to help gas station owners install and upgrade biofuel infrastructure. Invasive fruit fly threatens Texas citrus. A species of invasive fruit flies is poised to be a threat to South Texas citrus farmers this growing season. USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service says it is working with the Texas Department of Agriculture employees to watch the Rio Grande Valley for a type of fruit fly native to Mexico and Central America. Approximately 1,758 acres of commercial citrus lie in quarantined areas, according to a map published by the agency. Now take note, commercial citrus accounted for $66 million in revenue in Texas last year, that according to Texas State Plant Health Director Stuart Kuhn. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, April 24th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller at Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Alley.